What the hell is she doing? Is she doing the Carlton? Oh my gosh. He so doesn't want to be there. Like, look, babe, just. Oh my goodness. He probably didn't even want to go to this concert. I'm starting to think a lot of guys being in a relationship consists of them doing a bunch of stuff they don't really want to do, but feeling like they have to do. But I'm telling you, fellas, you don't got to do shit. If you don't want to go to the concert, tell her to take one of her friends. The more you start giving in and doing stuff she knows you don't want to do, the less respect she'll have for you. Remember that.
That sounds like a fun idea. I should go do that. No.
I'm not saying you can't compromise sometimes, you know, give her a bone, but not all the time.
So I'm working a double today. I don't feel like working a double today, but I have $9.34 on my card. So we're going to see how much I can make today at Twin Peaks on a 15-hour shift.
Okay, I'm going to take a wild guess and say at least 500% more than I can make if I was a, you know, waiter at a restaurant. I mean, of course you're going to make a ton. You're a fairly attractive woman with not much clothing on. I mean, what do you expect? You're going to have a bunch of dudes in there who are basically going to try to buy you or try to impress you by leaving you a big tip, which, by the way, is absolutely pathetic. And fellas, you're not going to get laid like that. You'd be better off just buying a prosty. She doesn't like you. She's not going to be impressed by you. She's going to smile and put on the act, but that's just because it's her job, not because she think you're cool or a big baller. Because you left for a $50 tip for a basket of wings. Now name some things in the comment section that a man would have to do to make $42.40 an hour. It's safe to say just putting on a belly shirt and some lipstick won't do the trick for us fellas.
I knew it was bothering me this morning. Do I have like a...
I'll tell you what you do, man. Cheat on her. Just cheat on her.
No, don't cheat on her. We ain't gonna compromise our morals and ethics. We just gonna leave the bitch. We just gonna leave her.
That is her fucking loss. As far as I see it, he dodged a bullet with this.
See, once they push out your offspring, they know they got you. And they know you're not gonna leave because you want to be there for your, you know, your little ones. So they know they could pull all the BS they want at that point. They could just completely shut down the bedroom fun. But I'm gonna tell you, at least 70% of the time, if your woman not really interested in bedroom fun with you no more, she's screwing somebody else. She getting it from somewhere. But yeah, don't be scared to let your woman know what it is and what it ain't. Don't be shy about it. Look, we haven't, you know, did the do in, you know, 2 months. What's the issue? And if the issue continue, this was gonna happen.
Okay, listen. There's no way I'm this hot. This hot and single. And single.
One, she knows she's not a decent human. Let's just be honest about it. It sounds fucked up, but it's true. Her fears is to actually come down to what she is in reality.
Okay, first off, nice tookus. I'll give it to you. Matter of fact, let's rewind and do a little pause action. Okay, first and foremost, I can't say what you look like with all that makeup on. I really don't know. But what I can say is you're dressed like a hook. That could be why you're single. Color me judgmental, but I'm just saying. And then you have your idiot friend back there egging you on. Period. Period. She could be another reason why you're single. So what's that's like 3 reasons right there. The ridiculous makeup, the hooker outfit, and your moron friend. Oh, and another reason, the fact that you would even post something like this on the internet for the world to see. Oh yeah, I got another one for you. You probably got an OF.
They not even worth talking. Like I said, I would never made eye contact with a woman like this.
Yeah, okay, you single, but I'm sure you don't have any shortage of slongs. When you need that itch scratched, you'll never have a problem with that. But yeah, actually getting and maintaining a loving relationship with a decent man, you don't know anything about that. Because you went the 304 route. And once you get on that route as a woman, ain't no turning back. You're doomed to that 304 fate. Misery, depression, and loneliness, unfortunately for you. I don't know why women don't get being hot doesn't maintain a relationship. It just gets you D.
So taking boyfriend applications for sweater weather, fall season. Yes. We're taking husband applications.
Oh, you know that's not happening. And you see, she says she's taking boyfriend applications for sweater season. When it's hot out, she doing thoughtivities. So what is that boyfriend, even if you did get one, supposed to do when it get hot outside? Kick rocks? And you'll call them when it get winter again?
You are so dumb. You are really dumb, for real.
Okay, let's get into some dating profiles. So, off the bat, she's 26. Past the wall. In my book, the wall is 25. And that's me being lenient. So, if you haven't locked down your lifelong partner by 25 as a woman, yeah, you already passed the wall. Because what have you been doing for a decade? A lot of people find they, you know, husband or wife in high school and stick it out with them. So first red flag, she passed 25, still on dating sites. Next up, booty pick. Look, you're already presenting in a certain type of way, so you're going to get a certain type of result. Strange men on the internet don't need to see what your booty look like. And we can guess that she's probably some gym thot. So we know what type of guy she's around all the time in the gym. Top 10% dudes. Dudes that most of you guys couldn't beat up. So you don't need those type of problems. Let's continue. Just a gym rat with a love for pizza. Yeah, okay. She's 5'4", active, graduate degree. Don't care about that. Want kids someday. That's a plus. Conservative. That's a plus. But wait, I gotta call Cap. Do conservative women post booty pics? I think not. Catholic? Doesn't look like that's coming into play in this pick either. So I gotta call BS again. Her interests, basketball, concerts, wine, dogs, and being active. Yeah, it sounds like you be in the streets a lot. A non-negotiable, honesty, loyalty, good communication, and the little things. But of course, she forgot if you're 6'2" and look like Brad Pitt in his prime, she want these things. She don't care if you come up with this stuff if you just average Joe. She ain't keeping that body in shape just to get an average, man. You know that. But here's the thing. If she could qualify for a Chad, she would have locked one down by 26. But she haven't, because she's not worthy of that dude that she thinks she's worthy of. But let's continue. Halter top, hotel. Cuts in the jeans, hotel. Not a big hotel, but something to keep your eyes peeled for. This picture make her look a lot older. Well, this is the first up-close picture that we can kind of see her face. But that's what partying do to you. It age you. Like in this pic, I would think this woman is 43, but she's 26. Favorite quality in a person, discipline. Based on her gym regimen, she may be disciplined in some ways, but are you disciplined in the ways that make a good wife and a good mother? That's the question, and I highly doubt it. Okay, this woman is 38, so way past the wall. Her body type is a little chubbier. So in this instance, I would say maybe she's just been single because she doesn't have that ideal body type. Don't get me wrong. You may be able to find a gym because some of these women have really good hearts under all that fat. They may be good women. A lot of times those chubby women will treat you better. But 38 is rough. But let's hear her out. She says looking for new friends. No, we don't come on a dating site to look for friends. So that's kind of cringe. Like, no, I'm not trying to be your buddy. It says about me. So sick of this nonsense. But trying to meet some cool people because I know you're out there. Hope anyway. Look, it's a bad sign when a woman is basically on a dating site complaining. If it's that bad, get off here. Ladies, don't complain about how hard of a time you're having on a dating site on your profile. Because it just make guys not want to talk to you. And then I noticed it says she's an online sales manager. I mean, that could mean anything. That could be an OF. This is the type of stuff you got to be on the lookout for, fellas. Women are real crafty when it comes to phrasing stuff in a good way that's really bad.
He shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat if you spot the heat around the corner.
Am I the most attractive girl in the world? No. But do I have a great personality? Also no. But do I wake up every morning and try and be the best person I can be? No.
It doesn't matter if she's the head of astrophysics or if she's the head of giving head on 4th and Broadway. It doesn't matter, dude. It's the same shit.
I want to build a life. I want a future. Sick of it. Tired of it.
We're saying no to coffin dates. We're saying no to buffer dates. We're saying no to walks in a park.
How much money does a guy need to date you?
About like $100,000.
100,000.
At least 100K a month.
200,000 a month.
Probably well over 400K.
500 grand at the least.
Seven figures.
Like a million, 2 million.
But minimum.
At least 6 foot.
I'm gonna be under 6 months.
What height is too short for a guy?
Anything under 6 foot.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.